Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay, but I can't help from walking out. Let's throw it away. Just take my hand and understand. If you could see, I never planned to be a man. It just wasn't me. But now I'm searching for
it's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are, of course, known for 5:30 Creed, but did you know we also do 2:30 Tupac every single day? The Twitter question, many don't know that. Many don't know. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Visit the area's only jeweler with over 5,000 Google 5-star reviews. Experience the difference online at marks-jewelers.com. The reason the question that I'm about to read is about Carson Wentz is because it is Wednesday, and the Eagles may face Carson Wentz on Sunday with the Vikings, and we're talking about how you remember him, if you remember the good times or the bad times, if you're rooting for him now, rooting against him, or if you don't care. The question is, do you look back on Carson Wentz and with the Eagles more positively or negatively? I know Ike, you is more positively.
Yes.
What do you think the poll is at?
It's interesting.
I really didn't know. When we started the show, I really don't know how people feel.
Yeah, and I think some people's feelings have sort of let up a little bit as far as holding a grudge or animosity towards him. It's been a while now since, and he was won another Super Bowl since Carson Wentz has left. So I'll go slightly favoring what's the question?
Positively or negatively?
Oh, I'll go slightly in favor of positively. Let's go 58% positive.
It's 61% positive.
Okay.
61% positive.
All right.
Yeah.
And
you mentioned in the first segment, I was not a Wentz guy.
Yeah.
I was an anti-Wentz guy very early on. But I look back and it's over, and I hold a grudge against Ben Simmons. I do not hold a grudge against Carson Wentz. And maybe it is because we won a Super Bowl afterwards and everything's fine, you know, it is what it is. Maybe I would feel different if the Eagles sucked and he was out thriving
playing
somewhere.
Well, somewhere, yes. Dude, it'd be totally different.
Would not go well.
Yes.
Totally different. Looking to find out what you remember more, and if you're rooting for him, not rooting for him, 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
He's a bum. That drop right there. You know what I mean? That drop right there.
One of his biggest fans right here. Chuck. Yep. One of Wentz's biggest fans.
Chuck, he's a bum. Hey, listen. Hey, Ike, we had some very heated arguments.
Man, I was telling Spike that, man. I said, man, me and Chuck used to have some real heated back and forth about Carson Wentz. Yes.
Maybe that's why I love Chuck so much back in the day.
Maybe it was. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you know what, Spike? Yeah, you mean you were tight back in the day, man. That's probably the reason why.
We're building back. Yep.
Yeah, we're getting there. You know what I mean? You can't have no setbacks, though. You know what I mean? We got to keep marching forward. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, that poor Carson Wentz, man, I didn't know what I was getting with him every week. That's why I never liked the guy. You know, the guy is a mental case. He was a mental case, man. You know what I mean? All I remember is when Murray said,
talkie-talkie.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest. He couldn't even believe he threw that interception. Listen, God bless Carson Wentz. You know what I mean? And the 2017 season might have been one of the best seasons I've seen by a quarterback, but that was only one season. I've never seen a guy live off of 1 year like Carson Wentz had.
Well, that's
true. Like,
you
had to put on a little bit more body of work in, man. You know, and I don't give him credit for the Super Bowl. You know,
Chuck. Come on now. Get that first Super Bowl without Wentz. You know it. And that's what bothers you the most, because you know we don't get that first Super Bowl without Carson Wentz.
I can't say that. Like, this guy, listen, if he would have, he didn't have a clutch gene in his body. Nick had to close that thing out.
Okay.
You know what I mean? it happened like that. In
how did we get the number one seed? He gave us, we got us to what, 11-2, 12-2?
That year he was balling. I ain't gonna lie, he was balling that year. You know what I mean? I gotta keep it a beam. He was balling that year. But every year, then after that, I you know, was like just ramming your head into a brick wall watching him play football. The guy was just a total moron upstairs. You know what
Jeez.
I mean? Some of the stuff that he did, I didn't understand it. You know what I mean? And always injured, and you know, his athleticism went out the window.
Yeah.
You know, throwing interceptions.
Yeah.
You know, the guy was just a head case, man. And you know what? You know, I'm better off. You know, we're better off without him. You know, he's probably a better hunter now than he is a football player. And on Sunday, if he do play, we're going to give him a near-death experience. You know what I mean? And he's going to wish he didn't play on Sunday because, you know, there's no love lost with Carson Wentz here. You know, that's the thing of the past, man. You
well, that's what I mean? True. Yeah.
I got five Eagles quarterbacks I can name that's better than Carson Wentz. And all the people out there that love Carson Wentz, but you hate Ben Simmons.
Five?
I don't get it.
I don't know how you got five.
I could guess the five, but okay, go ahead.
Give me five, Chuck.
I got five quarterbacks, okay? Hey, Spike, listen, how you like this one? Randall Cunningham.
I knew you would say Randall.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going Randall. I'm going to go Vic, right?
Okay.
Vic Nat.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Ty Detmer.
There it
Bobby
is.
Bobby Hoyne. Bobby Pete.
Kevin Cobb.
Jim McMahon. No, Kevin Cobb was a bum.
Okay.
You know, you could have said Jaws.
Yeah, Jaws. Yeah, Jaws is I don't really, when I say those quarterbacks, I don't really talk Jaws because Jaws is like on a, you know, he's like, you know, Harold Carmichael and those guys. I don't really, those guys on another level. You know what I mean? They like, they Hall of Fame type dudes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you know, like with the Sixers, I don't mention Doc as much as I should. You know what I mean?
Cause, yeah.
You know, but he's not included in that. It's just, you know, a little bit more modernized. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hold on. You didn't go Jalen.
Jalen still got something to prove. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
You really are down on Jalen.
The city is insane.
Hey, listen, man. I'm not wrong with that. You know, this guy's got a lot to prove, man. Y'all, you know that. Come on, man. He ain't done nothing.
No, I'm just surprised you didn't have him in front of Wentz.
You know, he getting it. You know what I mean? But you know, he got a lot to prove, right? Listen.
All right. You got did win the Super Bowl already.
He did. He been to two. I give him that. But, I mean, he has a ton of talent around there. I don't know if I can pin him up there with those other guys, man. If McNabb had the talent he had, I don't know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, come on, man. I have jewelry on my fingers right now, man.
Come on, man. You'll be like Jordan.
At least one, man. Give me at least one or two.
You'll have like three of them, Mike. You know what I mean? Hey, listen.
Yeah, but he probably wouldn't be here.
Happy birthday, man.
I appreciate it, brother. Yes, thank you. It's actually tomorrow.
Yep.
It's tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's the birthday. We want to be able to do the birthday stuff for him. It's not Jack.
I don't know. No, he said what was Black Gritty doing.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the hell
he said. He was busy
was
tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Chuck. Thank you, man. Man, I didn't remember Chuck was such a hater.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my
Before
God.
Embiid, it was Carson.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I'm glad
it was, you're right. Yeah, me and Chuck went through like two or three straight years of just fighting.
It
went from Wentz to Embiid. Like, that's, we had that going.
OG Wade and Chuck were the first OG, like, haters of Carson.
Yeah.
And that's how they got their name on this show.
Ah.
Yes. The history of the afternoon show.
I used to wonder, they was always first in line.
Yeah, I wonder how that happened. Oops. By the way.
We started every show off arguing that way.
About those guys, yeah.
By the way, I mean, we talk about 17. Wallet was great. 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 7 interceptions in 2019.
I told you, underrated.
We don't talk about that season enough.
Enough.
Right?
So he's got two seasons with more TD passes than Jalen's ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, come on, man. Not even close.
All right, all right.
Now, he did have a season where he played 12 games and threw 15 interceptions.
Threw 15 picks. That 2020 season is the worst
ever.
That's the worst ever.
The DiNucci game where they allowed fans in for the first time.
Yeah.
And he twirled around instead of just throwing the ball out of bounds. Well, had the worst.
It was the worst thing.
It's the worst football play I think I've ever seen.
It really was.
Them winning the Super Bowl with Foles was a tough on him. I think, though, the next year actually maybe was the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
Because the next year with him going out with the injury, I think they were 5-8 at the time.
They started winning again.
And then they won a playoff game.
Yeah, the shrine in the locker.
Chris Long. Yeah. The Chris Long shrine.
That. Yep.
And then they beat the Bears.
Yeah.
And then
double doink game.
We always remember the dropped Alshon catch in the Saints game. And if you're somebody like me, you say, well, if he catches that, we win the Super Bowl again. And it was
back in the NFC Championship game.
Yes, and I think if the Super Bowl was tough, the next year made it even tougher for Carson to outlive that Nick Foles, you know, aura.
And then the San Liquido article came out.
Yes. Well, and
it came out after. That was the real nail in the coffin.
Who do you think...
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
What? No, stop.
Okay, all right.
lurking?
Yeah, 215-592.
I bet they are lurking.
Well,
yes.
You know Joe's lurking. He's just waiting for that Eagles Insider of the Year thing. He's going to swoop in. He sits outside AJ's car every day, just waiting. 215-592-9494. Speaking of Jalen, one of his true haters had something to say. We'll get to that next. And apparently, there's at least one Eagles player that's saying that this season reminds them of another season. We'll get to that right after we tell you about Blue Chew. And you know, we're saying that this season, you know, maybe feels like another season. We want your season in the bedroom to feel like your best seasons in the bedroom.
Yeah.
When you used to kick ass in there. Not literally, but, you know, figuratively. Blue Chew can get you there.
Yes. Not even a comment.
Yeah. Well, yes. Come on. No.
You me got, either.
No, no. Nothing. Nope. Nobody wants to join me on that one?
No.
Blue Chew makes chewables that help you get back to peak performance in the bedroom. You've heard us talk about it before. There's no shame there. Mm-hmm. But the great thing about Blue Chew, first of all, it is a chewable. It's not a pill. You don't have to worry about swallowing a pill. It's chewable. So whenever it's time. But the stuff that you didn't want to deal with, getting, you know, going to Blue Chew, you don't have to deal with them. Like a doctor's appointment, that's not necessary. No, mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. You got to wait for the appointment. You have that weird conversation with the doctor. It happens all at BlueChew.com. The waiting in line at the pharmacy does not happen. They make it, ship it direct here in the U.S., so it arrives right in your mailbox in a discreet...
hard package.
And you're not going to have to pay for the first month. First month is going to be free because Jack's paying for it.
People helping people.
Yep. First month. So what you do is you go to BlueChew.com. You figure it all out. They figure out the right mix of the Blue Chew magic potion or whatever. It's not really magic.
Not
you know what
potion.
I'm saying? Yeah, not a potion, but they figure it all out. You use code 94 at checkout and your first month is absolutely free. All you have to do is pay for the shipping, like $5. And then you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
So we will get back to the Carson thing, but there is a football team playing here right now. And I think if you were to name Jalen Hurts' number one hater on a national level, it would be Chris Sims.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Right?
I would say so.
He's there.
Started with that damn 42nd ranking he gave out.
Yes.
Behind Kellen Mond.
And he is just, you know, he's loving this and he's just waiting.
Oh, yeah. He is definitely loving this.
But he did have something interesting to say when he was talking about the Eagles' struggles. Here it is.
I think they realize they can't change anything because their quarterback's just not going to stand for it. As you've heard me say many a times, I watched Nick Sirianni as an offensive coordinator with the Colts. His offense had a million answers. It was awesome. That's why he got the head coaching job with the Eagles. It was like a Shane Steichen-type offense. It was, whoa, everything you do, they got an answer. That's not the case anymore. I don't think Nick Sirianni got dumber and forgot how to coach offense. I think, and I've heard this, and I know this from people down there that have been there, that are still there, whatever. They're not allowed to change a whole lot on the offensive side of the ball. The quarterback will not stand for it. And because of that, that's why I think you see all these tippy-toe comments from everybody in Philadelphia. Because the truth of the matter is, they can't say it. So they have to give you these bullcrap jargon type of things to say, like you said, words, because they're a little stuck in what they can do right now.
So it
what
is.
What is he talking about?
So he is saying that the reason they can't change the offense is because Jalen doesn't want them to change the offense. Now, Jalen, do you know when he said this, Jack?
This is December.
So this was December. Jalen said this.
I don't care how it looks. It's kind of my game, and I think that's something that people have to accept, that you know it's going to look how Jalen Hurts wants it to look, you know, but he's going to win.
So there is that. Jack, relax.
Don't distract me, man.
Yeah. So we have said that post Shane Steichen that it doesn't matter really who the offensive coordinator is, that we have had similar complaints, specifically about the passing game.
Yeah.
Had it about from Brian Johnson, had it about even Kellen Moore, and now having this here. And we have said the two constants have been Coach Sirianni and Jalen. Now, what Chris Sims is saying there is that when Coach Sirianni was with the Colts, he was imaginative. He did have answers, and he thinks he is restricted by the quarterback. Now, I suppose it could be true. What do you think about that theory?
I'm not buying that completely. Could there be some truth to that? Sure, I guess. I think, but I don't think that's that uncommon to a lot of quarterbacks in this league. That's why we talk about tailoring an offense that fits the quarterback versus trying to force a square peg in a round hole, right? Our job as your job as the coach, right, as the play designer, is to design plays around your players and what they do best. Fit your schemes around them. Develop offensive schemes around what they do best, not what you want them to do.
Which is what Kellen Moore ran into the first four games of last year.
And so I say this to that. I've seen other coaches have success with Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. Yes, it doesn't always look pretty. I've come to accept that. It is what it is. But I do believe there are ways to be effective with him as a quarterback, because you don't win as much as they've won since he's been the starting quarterback here by accident. So this feels more like finger pointing, somebody trying to place blame somewhere else. I'm not going for that. Because I've already seen him play at a high level, and I've seen him win a Super Bowl. I've seen him play at a high level in those games. Now, again, it doesn't mean you just plug and play and he's going to do it again automatically the next year. But this idea that it's difficult to call plays and devise schemes and be successful with Jalen because he can only do this or he can't do that. Well, how has he gone to two Super Bowls in five straight years in the playoffs?
Well, the biggest difference this year is their inability to run the ball.
Yes.
And that is clearly limiting everything else that they can do.
And would you agree with this? Let's put aside where he is as a quarterback amongst everyone else.
Sure.
This offense, this team, him as a player, has been at his best when there's an effective running game with him. In 2021, when they were 2-7 and turned it all around, it was because of the running game. In 2022, they had a 1,300-yard rusher in Miles Sanders. They were a top-three rushing team in the league that year in 2022. In 2023, running game, not as good. Not as good. Offense struggled. We wanted to throw the ball more. We struggled there. We got back to our grassroots in 2024. Started running the ball. He was better as a quarterback doing what he does, and the running game helped lead the charge. That's what we're all – I understand everybody wants to – as a quarterback, sometimes your job is to erase areas of weakness on the team.
That's what Elliott was saying yesterday, the Superman thing.
Yeah, and I get that. I get that. I understand wanting that from your franchise quarterback. All I'm saying is that I have to be realistic with my expectations versus what I want or I wish that could happen. This is where he's limited. We got to get this part of the offense fixed, and everything else will fall into place, in my opinion. They can't run the football. They're not blocking well. They're not blocking well. And because it's harder to pick out each offensive lineman who isn't blocking on said running player, what have you, and say that's why Saquon isn't as effective. The bottom line is that's the biggest difference in the offense this year is the running game.
Well, yeah.
And the running game is not good.
The limitation is probably there's – it just doesn't seem like this is a team that can pass the ball to be able to run. It works right. better the other way.
Yep.
And if they can't run the ball, it just – they're stuck.
And guess what? I'm disappointed, too. The passing game is not better. I expected it to be better. I expected him to be better in the passing game. I thought you needed to take some pressure off Saquon in the running game and be – better and explosive in the passing game so that you're not relying as much on Saquon. We can't do that consistently. And I think a big part of the reason why the offense stalls out is because we can't run the ball effectively enough on early downs, or we do things to put ourselves behind the sticks, meaning false start, holding penalty, something that makes it first and 15, first and 20, second and 17, and then we get away to abandon the run. There is no excuse for running the ball one time and a half. They did that against the Broncos with a 17-point lead. That's not talked about enough. I could accept the loss to the Giants. It's a divisional game, short week, on the road up there. A 17-3 lead, 14-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you only run the ball once in the second half, that's a coaching thing. Unless you want to tell me Jalen's just out there freelancing and calling nothing but passing plays.
Yeah, well, there was some RPO there, but I agree with you.
Take the option out of his hands.
Yes, and say we're running the
ball. Say we're running the ball.
Well, and that gets back to, you know, he is good in RPO, and does he want to do this, and does he want to do that? That's why it's so convoluted. And you mentioned pointing.
When you give him an option, he's going to either throw it or run it. Think about it. If you're a quarterback, Spike, and everybody says you can't throw the ball.
Oh, you're going to throw it. Yeah.
Don't you naturally want to prove you can throw the ball?
Especially if the defense is begging you to throw
it,
which they were. And you mentioned finger pointing. I was actually thinking about that this morning. It's not like it's been all over the place, but that is a sign of oh no.
Yep.
So you have, I'm not trashing Lane for this, but Lane with the predictability thing, that's a finger point thing. AJ is a finger point thing. Whoever's talking to Chris Sims is a finger point thing.
Yep.
That's never good, man. And I give credit to Jordan. I think that's one of the reasons that Mailata keeps saying us, execution, is because he's trying to prevent that from happening.
Yep.
But you can see the cracks. And there's an article on ESPN.com, and Jeremy Fowler said, I was at the game against the Giants on Thursday night and definitely sensed concern. One player told me that this is starting to feel like the 2023 meltdown all over again, and the team needs to use this week to figure out things out and avoid a full-blown repeat. So that's not great.
That is not great.
If a player inside is saying it feels that way, that's not great. It's not great.
First of all, said player. That's not league stuff. Just get focused on getting better.
Yes. Just say hi to Jeremy Fowler.
Yes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, once these leaks start happening, that's when you know things aren't good, man.
Maybe it was Za'Darius Smith. No, I'm just kidding. Probably wasn't Za'Darius. Well.
It could have been.
Well.
That would be like.
Well, he wasn't here, though.
Yeah, he wasn't here. He wasn't here.
That's right.
He wasn't here.
Well, I was going to say, who's the guy that left?
Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah, Orlando Scandrick.
It's probably him. That rat.
Were you here for that, Spike?
Yes, I was here. Yeah.
Dude, I remember the tweet of someone said he's going on Undisputed.
Oh, first take. Yeah, yeah. It was undisputed. Yes.
And we were like, well, we got to run the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he didn't stop talking.
215-592-9494. It is a Wednesday. We may face him on Sunday. What do you remember more, the good times or the bad times? Are you rooting for Carson? Not on Sunday, obviously, but just in general. Coming up next, Larry Anderson joins us one final time for the 2025 season to wrap up the Philly season. I want to hear what L.A. felt when he saw Orion Kirkering throw that baseball. I know it'll be painful. I know it'll be painful. And we will look forward to 2026 with LA. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.